everything is all right, but we forget about the God that allowed us to drive the Mercedes in the first place. Then, amen, when them notes finally catch up on you on the Mercedes and they come pick it up, oh, I know that's a sick feeling when you look out the window and see it hooked up, amen, to that wrecker, and it's going down the street and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And here's the thing. That's just the first step. They come and get the Mercedes today, amen, and the next day, amen, you get the letter saying that you got to move out of the house you're in.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
You know, in every lifetime, we face situations that occurs. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, he's a lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me and she said, boy, she said, I know that I got old. And my hands
turn gray.
She said, I am making a
preparation.
Cause I know that I gotta go home and be with the Lord. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm going to live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm going to go to that place. And I'm going to stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to be waiting. And I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us. She said, if I die before y'all
do.
She said,
I'll be waiting at the pearly gates.
Grandmama said, I'm going
there's a lane where
well, but it wouldn't be a game. Maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend in the bunch. Y'all will be playing along the way, telling jokes,
And if you got a little noise in, Aunt Jenny might be sitting over there on the porch, and she might say, "Boy, you better cut that out." And that would be enough to make you fall in line. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you would soon get it together, because she knew if you didn't, she would call home and tell Mama. And when you got home, you find some switches waiting on you. We've gotten away from that. But I want to tell you today that the answer to the world's problems lies in the family. It might be grandma. It might be stepdad, stepmother, brother, auntie. But no matter who it is, whatever is family to you, we want you to hold it near and dear. Another say, "I love you so." Remember when we really cared? We'd lend a hand and say a prayer. For one in need, neighbor or friend, it didn't count on each man.
Just finished preaching. I was walking down the aisle. There stood a woman dressed from head to toe. She was beautiful. She said,
"Preacher, do you remember me?"
"No, ma'am."